Welcome to the PodTech.net Blue Lane Podcast. We're with Alwin Sekera, the VP of Engineering and Operations.
Yep.
So in our first podcast that's on PodTech.net, you talked at length about the perfect storm, which is about the vulnerability in the software market, how open source and enterprises adopting open source and internet as the standard is opening up a huge problem.
Yep.
Let's talk about that solution in depth here with you about the perfect storm. Recap how you see that happening and the responses by the software vendors and the enterprise. Obviously, this is a new model. It's cutting edge.
Yep.
And you guys are at the forefront of that.
Yeah, to get to the patch proxy and explaining that further, what I'd like to do, if I may, is talk a little bit about what the software vendors are doing, how they're responding to this challenge, and likewise, how are enterprises responding to the challenge. With respect to the software vendors, if you think about it, John, 4 or 5 years ago, typically you had enterprise applications that went through tons of testing, 9 months, 1 year timeframes for release, and these were incredibly bulletproofed by the time they reached the enterprise. And then enterprises had the option of applying that new software update or not based on whether they wanted the features or not. Roll the clock forward, you go back to 2001, 2002, as vulnerabilities became manifest and enterprise software vendors had to react to it, they came up with the notion of security patches. The problem with security patches, they were always, by their very nature, had to be rushed. They're very frequent on a monthly basis, for example, monthly basis. You're talking about someone as big as a Microsoft having to release products on a monthly basis, yet they have to test against thousands of different configuration permutations and combinations. That need doesn't go away. However, the only option they have is to compress that. Compress that time, rush the releases out the door, rush the security patches out the door. That's the problem from the enterprise vendor's perspective. The whole security patch release process, to a certain extent, is a reactive measure that's been put in place because there is no better option today. And that's caused a major churn with respect to the software vendor world. If you think of it in the case of Oracle, they used to release products once a year, once every
year. Because it was proprietary, and they could ship bulletproof stuff.
Yes.
And that was hacker-proof and had no vulnerability problems.
Or if they were vulnerability, they were not exposed because they, like you said, ran in a proprietary client-server platform. The apps were proprietary. They were based on arcane protocols, mm-hmm. Not well-documented protocols, etc. So even to the extent vulnerabilities existed, and I can assure you there were vulnerabilities in software to the old times past, the issue was not whether there were vulnerabilities or not. The issue was whether they were disclosed and exposed and openly accessible and available. And that is the biggest single new news in this decade.
I mean, everyone is adopting open source technologies, and even though you're a VP of engineering and operations, you don't have to be a businessman to know that patches are a major disruption, managing patches. Talk about, from a technical perspective, some of the patch issues that enterprise has to deal with.
Yeah, so we talked about enterprise software vendors releasing the patches. These patches are released on a fairly frequent basis. So what happens when the patch does arrive at an enterprise? If you think about it, there are three very different constituents within a given enterprise. The security guys, their first response is, let's go ahead, guys, and patch this ASAP because we will close down the vulnerability. But go to the office next door to the operations staff. They have a very different mandate. They have to be on all the time, 24/7, and have their global reach unperturbed. For them, change management to a certain extent means change avoidance. And here comes the security patch, which has the potential to completely disrupt their mandate. So it's a very hard pill to swallow for the operations staff.
It's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural. How can you, from overnight, a model
too,
where you had change management, incredible processes in place to manage your change, suddenly be churned into a world where you have to upgrade not just one, but every single server across every single place of your enterprise all the time?
This is not a slow change. This happened overnight, and this change is going on every day.
Yes, it's happened.
It's chaos.
It's to a certain extent, you think, it's almost ludicrous when you look at it from the outside looking in. Starting in 2002, we made the decision that we're going to release critical patches every month, and we suddenly offhanded made everyone's life miserable by having to inculcate that kind of a culture where you patch and patch all day long, every server, all across the enterprise, all every month. This is insanity from my perspective, and it's untenable and not sustainable. The business app guys, on the other hand, and to a certain extent, I look at what we're doing here at BlueLane as a microcosm of these three worlds. To a certain extent, we have offices all over. We have an offshore development team that we coexist with out in India. We have manufacturing in Taiwan. We have field offices and support centers in Europe and all through the States. To a certain extent, we are a 24/7 operations. We follow the sun all day long. We have two very different needs. On the one hand, we have to continue to test our products against all different varieties of operating systems, all different versions, which means even if the patch was available, we cannot apply the patch because we have to test against the older revs of platforms. So you do, from a business app perspective, you have to worry about all the different versions. At the same time, you cannot close out your LAN and firewall the bejesus out of it because you have to provide ongoing access to your
co-development team. People want IAM, they want content. Content still goes through all the different ports that all the standard protocols require.
Absolutely.
You can't stop going
in. Absolutely. So from a business app perspective, you got to provide these apps, you got to provide them on different platforms, and you got to provide them all the time. So patching is a very hard job to accomplish on an ongoing basis. So that is the backdrop. So we talked about the software vendors, you talked about enterprises. So how do people solve the problem?
So what you're saying too is, I mean, a lot of work is going on out there, the perimeters and stuff, whatnot, and the operating systems, but still there's risk. The risk really is not going away. It's always going to be persistent.
I believe the risk is there to stay. And if anything, it will get worse. I mean, you have more and more emerging technologies. The open source world, unfortunately, doesn't have a consortium or a holding entity like a Microsoft and Oracle or an IBM. These are fairly loosely coupled affiliations or loosely organized affiliations where you have patches released all the time. And the irony of those patches is they're immediately known and made available to everyone out there.
So we talk about at PodTech on our open source channel, and we talk about software development cycles. We talk about open source, how it's really changed software development, the whole model. I mean, across the board, lowers the cost, it allows people to do startups. But here, what you're saying and what you guys are doing is you've identified that the software development model has changed radically due to market forces.
Yes.
But has also impacted how security is handled. Is that what you're really the core innovation?
I think you nailed it, John. I think that is really what I've been trying to say, that the software development model has fundamentally changed. On the one hand, it brings with it a rich set of rewards and productivity and an unprecedented...
Everyone loves, by the way.
Everyone loves it. I love it. I mean...
Who doesn't love it?
Love it.
Low cost, high productivity. I mean, every developer loves it.
Yeah.
Now, enterprise has been pushing back on this for a long time, but the cost... Yeah. Issues are so big,
we
have to do it, right?
We have no option. And the beauty of it is you can connect up someone in Ukraine to someone in Ireland to someone in India, Taiwan, all the world. It's a worldwide phenomenon. But by the same token, the vulnerabilities are so much more exposed. And make no mistake, the vulnerabilities will always be there.
So software development cycles, you're saying, took a year, now are so changed because the productivity is there, it's cheaper and it's more effective. The patch management obviously needs to change. And that's what you guys are talking about, the patch proxy. You're proxying patches.
Yes.
So it's almost like there's no need for an install right away. Certainly, they're going to need to load patches. But you're like a push button, lockdown, right? Or model, right?
Yeah, we started. So the pain point, I think you clearly understand the pain point. The pain point is manifest. The question is, just conceive of this notion. What we try to achieve is the following. How can you get the benefits of the patch without having to physically apply the patch to every single one of your servers out there? Because it's the act of physically touching your server that gets to be operationally onerous. So if you could do the same net effect, and the way we've done it is we have a network appliance that front ends the servers. Instead of us trying to actually touch the box, we have visibility into every single stream that comes in from the outside on their way onto the servers. We detect vulnerability on the network streams, and we mimic what the patch would have done. We emulate the patch and fix the stream. So the net effect to the outside world is as if the server had been patched. And make no mistake, the most worrisome, the most risky vulnerabilities that are exploitable out there are the ones that are manifest on the network. We're not talking about local vulnerabilities that exist.
Yeah, they're using the network as a vulnerability transport, if you will, but they're targeting the apps.
Correct.
So you guys are obviously taking that software app security model, using like a proxy, and just basically providing vulnerability relief.
Yes.
Right there on the spot.
Yeah.
So the IT guys don't freak out, because when the patch comes down, that's what happens. They all get BlackBerried out, and they're all freaking out, and they're all running around with updating servers, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what's going on in IT.
That is what's going on.
They call their wives, I won't be home for dinner, I got to upload 10 servers, right?
Yeah, they miss their Friday afternoon beer and pizza, and they're running around like chickens with their head cut off. That is so true. So instead of that, if we do provide the vulnerability relief without the pain
of patching.
That's why
sales are up. That's why your sales are up. You got products phenomenal, right? It solves people's pains.
It definitely solves a pain point. It makes IT life easier. It allows them to go back to the task that they came out to do without having to reactively worry about the patches. Now, one subtle point there, unlike many of the other products in the marketplace, we do not have to wait for the point of the hijack. We do not have to wait for the exploit to exploit the vulnerability. Since we are emulating the patch, effectively what we are doing is providing vulnerability relief by mimicking the patch, which means any variant of exploits, it may be Slammer, it may be a variant of Slammer, it may be a third variant of Slammer, it doesn't require three different patch emulation active fixes to be downloaded onto our box. That one single root cause vulnerability fixing active fix would take care of all the variants coming downstream.
Yeah, you're shutting things down right away, vulnerability relief, as we were talking earlier. But the patch comes in as well. So do clients use this in lieu of the patches, your customers, or do they still do the patch updates part of it? Or does your box...
We, to a certain extent, leave it to our customers to make that call. We could completely obviate the need to apply security patches. However, we do allow our customers to just worry about software updates. Say, let's say you've installed Windows 2003. You don't have to worry about your security patches till you go to Windows 2003 Service Pack 1 or Service Pack 2, which you might want to do in any case because there's a broader goal and target for the Service Pack updates. So to a certain extent, you could treat us as being used in lieu of the security patch. However, we leave it completely up to our customers. Our customers may feel completely comfortable having gone through their test cycle in a month or 2 months, in which case they could apply the patches in a month or 2 months and go back to doing what they used to do.
You've been listening to a PodTech interview with Alwin Sekira, the VP of Engineering and Operations at Blue Lane Technologies. I'm John Furrier. Thanks for listening to the podcast.